We're back on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show here on KSOM as we get ready for tonight's ball game between Audubon and Cam. Wheeler's head coach Sean Birch joins us now. And coach, how do you feel about your football team coming into this matchup against the Cougars?
Yeah, you know, I think we feel about as good as we could at this point in the year. There's always things, regardless of results on Friday nights, that you're working on. That's just the nature of football and nature of sports, where you're always trying to find that edge and trying to find ways to improve. And the emphasis right now has been, we're right at the midpoint in the season, as far as regular season goes. And we don't want to be seeing the same mistakes in week four that we were seeing in week one. So that's really a lot of the self thing of self scout and the what are your strengths, where are your weaknesses, what are you doing better, what are you struggling with, and our, that's kind of in the emphasis of the kids of have to make sure we're shoring those things up. So the mistakes that haunted us early in the year, or maybe just your personal weaknesses, hopefully we're making those into at least net neutrals, if not strengths.
Yeah, what areas do you feel like you've improved the most there?
Oh, yeah, early on week one, I think we had double-digit penalties. So I think our discipline and focus has been a lot better as the year has gone on. I think our kids have done a better job of understanding, kind of scouting reports and tendencies and knowing what teams want to do against us and seeing those things in live action. Where, in week zero against Woodbine and Bedford, we really didn't go in with a scouting report. We just kind of rolled out like a practice. And there were some humbling moments at times. And that, to me, was intentional to see, what's your default? When we roll out there, what are you going to do? And it was a really good way to get our kids' attention and film that week. They saw what they were doing that was wrong. And a lot of guys, they put the same comment five or six times of, when we have a shared document, the kids have to put their comments in on film. And they're, I'm following the back instead of reading the guard, or whatever it was, they were doing the same things wrong. And that sticks a little bit. So, I think for the most part, it's getting better, but there's always progress.
You didn't really have Carson Wessel in the first two games. He played a little bit, but didn't have a major impact. He did have an impact this past week. How do you feel about your backfield now with Carson, Aiden Kiergaard, and Mason Casper-Bauer? It seems like you got a lot of options back there with all three of them.
Yeah, we're really, really fortunate with to have the guys that we have right now. There's no doubt about that. For us, it's been a really, really fun way to see how that rolls out. Of some weeks that we lean on different packages more than others. Some weeks we use different formations more than others. Some weeks it's going to tie more in with the quarterback run game. Some weeks it's going to be more the running back run game. Some weeks it's a two tight end week. Sometimes it's a one tight end, one wide receiver week. And that allows us that flexibility. If it's a quarterback heavy week and Aiden or Carson runs two, three, four times in a row, or cracks off a long run, or there's a big run and there's a penalty coming back the other way, we just send the next play in with the next one. They come right off. We swap them out. And we're starting to do the same a little bit with Mason Casper-Bauer and Carter Overmeyer running back. And then Jordan Nowatzki and Hudson Hooker. Hudson's more of our tight end, but can flex out. And Jordan's a little bit more comfortable being flexed out, just body shape. The Hudson's about 50 pounds bigger than Jordan. So just having those options to sub quarterbacks, sub running backs, sub our second tight end / our Z, depending on how we run it. And the same thing up front. We've got four guys we trust at all times. If we need to bring in a lineman, we can.
You've only thrown the ball 11 times, but you haven't really needed to throw the football. How do you feel about your passing game if you need to go to it?
Yeah, week to week, it gives you some different looks. Week one, we didn't have Carson healthy. We want to make sure we kept Aiden upright. Week two, we got to Griswold and noticed we hadn't, we knew we hadn't thrown much. So we definitely wanted to work on it a little bit. And then against Arweva, just the way the game script was going, it didn't lead to a whole lot of passes either. We know we're going to have to throw it a little bit more. We've talked more this week about that. But it's also week to week, different coverages. Cam keeps the safety on top. One safety and or kind of plays a different sort of zone than anything we've seen this year. Week to week, it changes a little bit based on what teams give you and what those looks are going to be. And we feel like we have the personnel between Aiden and Carson and our various skill guys between Brody and Austin, Hudson, Jorgen, Mason, Carter. Aiden and Carson, if they're not a quarterback, can split out as well. So we feel like we have the guys that can do that. And And we kind of use it right now as a tendency breaker. You know, teams are really selling out. We'll go to the gear, or if they're overbiting on some play action, maybe we'll go to the air on play action fake. But we know we're going to have to use it more as the year goes on.
Yeah. In terms of the Cam game, you know, this football game tonight, obviously maybe you're the toughest opponent that you faced. What do you see from Cam this year as maybe opposed to years past with Kaufman as their coach compared to Bauer?
I don't think you can really tell. I think that's the beauty of hiring an assistant and someone like Coach Kaufman that's been around the program for a long time, who also maintained a lot of the assistants in their current role. You know, the kids' name, the kids change, the numbers change, but you know, the zone defense they rolled out last year and the year before, looks a lot alike what they're doing this year, and their offensive schemes look a lot alike as well. So they're still going to play a really physical, well coached, disciplined group, and they've improved so much from week one to week three. They really started figuring out what that identity is, leaning on Bauer a little bit more, carrying the ball, trying to figure out, you know, who's going to go where, just as every team does. But I think they've really started to hit their stride, and you know, they've been battle tested. They played FM, they played Bedford. Those two teams early in the year are a good way to find out what you're made of, and they've really started to figure that out, and they've had to make those adjustments early, and benefit to those guys because they're playing a pretty darn good brand of football right now in all aspects.
How about the battle up front, the physical battle in the trenches this week? How do you think that's going to pan out?
Yeah, it'll be a big tell, you know, because both of us definitely want to run the ball. We both can throw the ball or will throw the ball as needed. But I think we're both more of the would like to run it about, you know, 75 to past 25. But if one of us has to start throwing it more than to run it, that's usually where mistakes happen, interceptions, sacks, et cetera. So I think on both sides of the ball, both of us are going to try to establish the run and see what we can establish. And if one team can really establish it and the other has a tough time, you're probably in for a long night. And we know that, you know, they're going to snap it to Bauer and they're going to try to pin pole and do some different things. Then they'll spread it out and chuck it up to Bauer. And then you start keying too much on him, and the Winther kid's capable of being really explosive. The Kaufman kid at quarterback's done a much better job of making decisions and distributing it. You know, they've got multiple guys that can do that. So the Bauer kid's going to get your attention. But you can't overkey on that.
Right. When I talked to Carson Wessel, earlier this week, I mentioned to him, I was like, your team was not ranked anywhere in the preseason polls. And suddenly that, signs appeared in your locker room. And maybe it gave your guys some motivation, a little chip on their shoulder. It's like, hey, what about us? And you've gone out and proven to everybody that you're a good football team. You know, it's amazing how motivation sometimes can happen. How do you feel like these guys have just motivated themselves?
Yeah, you know, most years we come into the year, you know, with a pretty big target on our back, and we know that, we embrace that, we talk about it openly. We kind of assumed in the off season that based on the guys we were returning and some of the new faces we had coming up, that we'd have a pretty good squad within our own team, and we knew that. The rankings are tough. You know, there's not enough people going around looking at summer camps and looking what JV teams look like last year. That's just such an imperfect science, you know, between Bound and Huddle and whatever, there's only so much out there. So yeah, we had some fun with it for sure. You know, Cade from IA Sports came out one day to watch practice and get some stuff. And we were giving him heck because his group didn't have us on their top 16 or whatever it was. And more than anything, it's just kind of a fun talking point. But if you can help motivate the kids, it is what it is. But now we're at the point in the year where, you know, rankings aren't going to matter. You're 3-0, you have a district title game, Cam. That's what matters. You know, right now, well, the winner Friday night's going to control their destiny to win the district and host district playoff game, at least the first round and maybe further from there. So there's plenty on the line there, and the ranking stuff will all follow from there on.
Well, it's always going to be a fun game when these two teams get together, and we're excited to have it. Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck here tonight against Cam. Thanks so much.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Sean Burks, head coach for Audubon Football, joining us here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show on KSOM.